Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Jay Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here, along with Dave Kalp, for tonight's game between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Marion local Flyers in high school basketball. A big MAC conference game going on here tonight. Dave, always a tough opponent, those Marion local Flyers, especially as of late.
Well, I tell you what, we've had our share of good games with these guys over the years. And, you know, the Indians are 3-0 here in the MAC, looking to extend that to 4-0 tonight. And I think we talked and you said that Marion has one loss in the league. So it's a big game for us tonight. And Indians coming off a tough road loss there last Saturday night at Bakken's. And I had the pleasure of going up there and doing the game with Harold Feely. And it was a barn burner. It was one of the greatest games I've seen in high school basketball in a couple years, and 23 three-pointers made in that game, and we ended up getting beat on a buzzer beater. And you know, the guys couldn't hang their head on that. I mean, they were number four in the state, and we had a great game with them, and it was fun to see. So hopefully tonight they got their heads up and ready to play.
Hopefully so. We had a chance to talk with the two coaches before the game tonight. So here's Jim Melton, head coach of those Fort Recovery Indians.
Back at Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And we have Jim Melton with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Jim, I didn't get a chance to catch either of your games last weekend. So kind of fill us in on your thoughts about those two contests.
Well, we went up to the barn at New Knoxville in MAC game, and we were able to come out of there with a victory. It's always a tough place to, you know, come out of there with a win. And then had tough turnaround and go up against a top-ranked team in Bakken's. You know, depending on which poll you looked at, they were either one or four or three. You know, regardless, they're a really good basketball club. And we fought really hard, and unfortunately, they hit a buzzer beater on us at the end to win. So, but, you know, our guys felt good about, you know, where we competed last weekend, and we're ready, you know, for the opportunity this weekend to get back out and compete again.
Well, and the big deal is that you're still unbeaten in the conference. And like you say, you took a great Bodkins team right down to the wire. So things are going along here. And not any easier tonight. Marion Local's always a toughie.
Yeah, Marion's a tough physical MAC opponent. Coach Gunn Miller does a nice job over there. He always gets the best out of everything he has. And, you know, we know that it's going to be a battle, and, you know, we look forward to the challenge. You know, it's just we really need to get healthy. We just still haven't had our full core eight yet on the season, other than a game or two early on, and we're really looking forward to that. We're not quite there yet. Clay Smith will be out again this weekend, but we're hopeful with a good week of work next week he'll be ready for that St. Henry game.
And that's always a big one, too, as you very well know. And you will be playing over at St. Henry next Friday, so that doesn't make it any easier. Marion Local, anything in particular that you're concerned about individually or about what they do on defense or anything?
Well, they've got, you know, Alex Hanks, a nice player, senior, best, good all-around player, arguably their best scoring option other than Brady Ronenbaum's a nice shooter. Young buck, but he can play. And, you know, Charlie Huelsman gave us problems last year with his length and his ability to get to the hole. Peyton Noddy's a, you know, strong athletic kid that plays his role really well. And they've got, you know, a couple of Kanapke boys that are pretty solid. And then the coach's son that comes off the bench that's a really good shooter. And Dane Guttenbiller. So, you know, they've got a nice, little rotation there with some quality players, and they play very hard.
Well, hey, Coach, thanks for the comments. Real quickly, your starting five tonight.
Starting five will be Derek Judy at the point, Owen Judy and Cale Ramel on the wings, Gavin Tobias are stretch four, and then Big Benny in the middle.
We'll see if Owen Judy can continue his hot shooting this weekend.
Yeah, Owen's been on fire. Kale's been on fire. You know, hopefully I'm not jinxing those guys. They've had a good week, work week of prep, and we really like to get Brian Ben going.
Again, Jim Melton, head coach of Fort Recovery, will be back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Marion Local visiting Fort Recovery this evening in a MAC conference game, and we'll return in just a moment.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, January 27th through the 30th. Stop in and save.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kalp Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We have Kurt Guttemoller with us, who is the head coach of the Marion Local Flyers. Gee, how many years now?
This is my 10th year at Marion Local, so been a decade.
Been a decade. You've had some great years.
Yeah, we've been successful for the by and large. You know, it took us a while to get going. First 2 years were a little bit of a struggle, but we've definitely had some success here in recent years.
Well, hey, even Al Souter was 0-19 his first year before he won the state title in 71. So, you know, you got to have one of those, one or two of those years in there.
You know, yeah, I know Al was a legend around here, and he just recently passed away. And, you know, I kind of watched some of the video when they won the state championship in 71. And it was certainly interesting to watch. I know he was a tremendous legend around here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us about the Marion Local Flyers here in 2020, 2021 in COVID land. How are things going?
You know, we got off to a shaky start. We started off 0-4, similar to last year. Last year we started out 2-9 and kind of started playing pretty well, especially towards the end of the year. And we're kind of hoping to do the same thing this year. We've won 7 of our last 8, so we're 7-5. And playing some pretty good basketball. But I think we're going to be in for a big challenge tonight.
Of those teams you played, 12 in all, how about a couple of the toughies that you would categorize as these are pretty good guys to either beat or to compete against?
Well, we play some really good basketball teams. We play 5 teams in the WBL. Botkins is undefeated and ranked in the state in Division IV. They beat us early in the year. St. Mary's has got a lot of size. We lost to them the night after Fort Recovery did to open the year. We lost at the buzzer on a 3. And we played Shawnee, Lima Shawnee, who's one of the best teams in the entire state. So our schedule's pretty loaded, which we think is going to help us down the road.
How about Fort Recovery? Your concerns about the Indians?
A lot of concerns. Super athletic. They got a lot of size. They're big and strong. And, you know, typically you think of a Marion team as a big, strong team. But the last couple years, we're really just not all that big and strong. So their size and physicality is definitely a concern for us.
Starting 5 tonight, give us a little scoop on who those guys are and tell us a little bit about each one of them.
Okay, starting at point guard is Alex Eink. He's a senior. He was All-MAC as a junior. He's our leading scorer from the guard position. He just committed to Capital University in Columbus, Division III school. Brady Ronnebaum is a junior. He played significant minutes for us last year off the bench, and now he starts. He's our 2 guard. Peyton Otte is our three man, and he's a pretty good defender for us. He's a junior. Charlie Hilsman, 6'2 Ford, he's kind of our four man tonight. And then Ben Kanapke starts in the post. He's 6'5.
Ben Kanapke, and you also have a kid on the bench that's kind of related to you, don't you?
Yeah. Ben and his brother Jack are tall for us. Their brother Luke played at Toledo, and I think you're referencing my son Dane. Dane Guttemuller. He's comes off the bench for us. He's a senior now, and he grew to be 6'3". He was only 5'10" last year, so growing 4 or 5 inches has given him opportunity to compete. So he'll be our first or second kid off the bench, and he has definitely had a nice year for us so far.
What's it like coaching your son?
It's different. But I enjoy it. You know, there hasn't been a ton of pressure because, you know, he played junior as a JV as a junior, and he's coming off the bench this year. And, you know, I didn't know how he could help us this year, but he's certainly in a solidly in our rotation. So I'm happy for him because he's not very athletic, but he's put a ton of time into the game, and he's getting an opportunity to play this year. So I'm happy for him.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, thanks for talking with us. We wish you the very best.
Appreciate you having me, Rob. Thank you.
Kurt Guttemuller, the head coach of Marion Local here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
. 2021 is finally here. Many people have had a rough time in 2020, and we at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your families and community have a blessed and prosperous new year. Please be supportive of the less fortunate and try to make 2021 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, just about set for the introduction of the starting lineups for the two teams. Dave, you want to run down that real quick?
Yeah,
for the fans in the stands?
Absolutely. For the visiting Marion Local Flyers, they have Alex Eink going to be their point guard, and then Brady Runnebaum, like you heard the coach say a little bit in the pregame, is number two guard. They have Charlie Hilsman, Peyton Otte, and then Ben Kanapke, who is their 6'5 center. For the Indians, they're going to go with Derek Jeudy at the point. They have Owen Jeudy on the off guard, Cale Rammel as a forward, Gavin Toby as a forward, and then the big guy in the middle is Brian Benn. So hopefully, like Coach said, we can get Benny on a roll here a little bit. He only had a couple of points, I believe, at Botkins. They had some big guys inside there, and they really worked him over when he got the ball down low. So These guys got some hype, too, and I just think it's going to be another MAC physical game. Rob, I think that's what we're used to on Friday nights.
Yeah, I think you got that right. Well, we did mention, Kurt Guttemuller mentioned that Al Souter had passed away this week. And, again, Al spent 15 years as coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Once again, state champions in 1971. And he had some other great teams here, too. And a lot of great moments for Fort Recovery basketball fans when Al Souter was coaching the Indians.
He coached baseball, too. He coached baseball, too. He coached my brother Jerry, played for him. And he has a ton of respect for Coach Al. So, good man. I mean, I knew him, but obviously it was a little before my time. But sorry to hear he passed away. And condolences to the family.
191 games as an Indian coach for the basketball team. And he won over 300 games in his coaching career. Finished up at Paulding High School after he left here at Fort Recovery. And, of course, he came back and lived where he loved to be.
Yeah.
Lived here in Fort Recovery for many years.
I know my coach Hessler and Kathy really enjoyed having him back. And They were very good friends, so I'm sure they're going to miss him deeply.
And our sympathy certainly to his daughter, Susie Medler, who lives in Portland, the closest relatives who live around here. And again, Joyce, Al's wife, passed away in, I think it was July of last year. So yeah. They're going to have, sometime in the future, they're going to have a joint celebration of life for Al and Joyce Souter.
Yeah, good.
The Indians being introduced. Looks a little brighter in here than.
Well, we got a spotlight going.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we got a spotlight going, which is something new, so.
Well, we're about set to go for the start of the game here. A reminder that the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna would like to wish the Indians the best of luck in tonight's basketball game. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Chen and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist, and he is accepting new patients. We're on WPGW FM tonight at 100.9 on the FM dial, also FortRecoveryRadio.com. Lindsey Green is our producer at the radio station, and Owen Mormon here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And we're underway, and the tap does go to the Indians. How about that?
Big Kale got up high on that one and got the tip on it.
Brian Benn with the basketball has it tipped away and out of bounds, and they say it last touched Fort Recovery. So the ball will go to the Marion Local Flyers here. First quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy with locations in Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana, celebrating their 40th anniversary. That's Calp Pharmacy. Here's a shot from outside. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Derek Judy of Fort Recovery. Whoops, a pass down to Toby. Back outside. There's a shot fired up and good by, guess who? Owen Judy.
Man, he's had a hot hand, and I hope he keeps her going.
Well, I do, too. You know, you get that confidence, and it's a great thing when you have that confidence going for you.
See that first one go through the net, I'll tell you.
3-0 Indians leading here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Marion Local with the basketball. Back out front it is to Charlie Hillsman. He'll pass over here. There's a shot by Alex Eich on a three, and it bounces up and hits the support post, which is out of bounds for the bank board, so it'll be given to Fort Recovery. Wonder if there's something wrong with the flag.
No, can't get her back up, can we?
Flag's hanging. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's got a nice hanging there on the end. They have a giant flag that they unfold for the national anthem. Usually they roll it back up, but it's not being done so here tonight. Here's Brian Benn inside. Oh, he missed one shot. Good defense there by Ben Kanapke of Marion Local. Flyers have the basketball back outside. On the left over there is Brady Ronnebaum. That's a good basketball name, Ronnebaum.
Yes, it is, Ronnebaum.
Well, the Pacers lost Victor this week. That kind of surprised me. Victor Oladipo. Shots fired up from the left side. No good by Peyton Oddie. And Fort Recovery has the basketball.
I'll be honest, it's a little bit too early in the year for me to start watching the NBA. And I usually wait until towards the end and they get in the playoffs. And then I kind of pay a little more attention to it.
But. Yeah. I don't think you're alone in that category. Brian Benn with the ball. He'll dribble. He'll stop. Pass back outside to Derek Jeudy. Back to Benn. He'll pass over to K.O. Rammel. He'll fire a three. Got it. Cale Rammel, who can also drill those three-point shots, and it's 6-0. Indians on top here.
It was hot last Saturday night also, and those two young guys, the sophomore and junior, the Rammel and Jeudy connection right now, they've been putting some points on the board for the Indians.
Marion Local with the basketball. Back out front with it there is Peyton Oddie. He'll pass back out. Alex Eink with it over on the left wing to Charlie Hilsman. Inside up, no good. Rebound comes down to Owen Jeudy. Owen will bring it down across the timeline. Passes over to Cale Rammel. Cale dribbling the basketball at the center circle on the right. Gives back to Derek Jeudy. Derek missed a few games because of a concussion, but he's been back now for three or four. And there's a ball stripped from Owen Jeudy, but he got it back. And there's going to be a foul called on Marion Local. And they're going to whistle that one on Peyton Oddie. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis right to your home. Ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. I can't imagine that it wouldn't be. Cale Rammel to Owen Jeudy. Back outside to Derek Jeudy.
I may start taking Brother Jerry up on that, Rob.
Hey,
at least
yeah.
I could see him every week if he'd deliver him to me.
Gavin Toby with the basketball. And threw it away. Bad pass to Owen Jeudy, and Marion Local ends up with the ball. And they throw it away. Thank you very much. Oh, must have been touched by Fort Recovery. Indians touch that, so it'll be given back to Marion Local. Tomorrow we'll have two Fort Recovery broadcasts. We'll be here in the afternoon for the girls' Crestview game. It'll be coming up at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon for the varsity game. And then we'll be at Wapakoneta tomorrow night taking on the Redskins of Wapakoneta for the boys' basketball team. That'll be about a 7:30 start time. Marion Local, very patient here. They trail 6-0. Oddie outside, Eink outside with it.
I mean, he's playing their tough man-to-man defense starting off this game.
Down and out for Ben Kanapke. That was almost in there, but not quite. Yes, they are. So far, Marion Local shut out, and we're at 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Here's Gavin Toby into the basket, and he got it, and he's fouled. Gavin Toby.
What a great drive right there by Gavin. He went with all his muscle and was definitely a blocking foul, and now he goes for an and one.
And Coach Kurt wanted that to be called as a charge, but official didn't see it that way, and I didn't really either. I thought it was a blocking foul.
Well, I thought he scooted over. Yeah. I thought he leaned into him a little bit, and he was definitely coming full bore, wasn't he?
Yep. At the line goes Gavin Toby. Great attitude for this young man. He hustles his hind end off, that's for sure.
Every game.
It's up and good.
He's been a big part of this team this year. And obviously with the injuries to Smitty, he's getting a lot of playing time. And he's treating it well, too.
Got the three-point play the old-fashioned way there. Marion Local with the basketball. There is Peyton Oddie. Back outside it goes to Alex Eink. Over on the right to Charlie Hilsman. Back around on the left wing, there's Alex Kanapke, who just came in the game. Over on the right is Peyton Oddie. Back on the left it goes. Charlie Hilsman holding the ball over there. Back outside to Alex Eink. Eink will go to Kanapke. He'll fire a three and miss it. And, right in and taking the rebound away from us was Charlie Hilsman. Here's an outside three. It's up and no good by Dane Guttemoller, who is the son of the coach. And the ball goes out of bounds. Well, they say it's off Fort Recovery. No, they say a foul.
Foul on Cale.
Foul on Cale Rammel.
I did not see that.
It was right in front of the Fort Recovery bench down there.
Here comes Derek Jeudy back in. Gavin Toby will take a rest. We also have Regan Martin in there, and he missed the game last week against Botkins.
Yep, he had to go to his brother's wedding.
Here's a shot up from the right side, no good. Well, Caleb being the athlete that he is, he should have known better than to schedule a wedding on a basketball
court. That kind of thing.
Fort Recovery gets the ball back. They're leading 9-0 here.
They called a foul right there on number three, Alex Eink, on that play right there on that rebound. And it was a long rebound, and Peyton or Owen was in position, and Alex came in and hit him on the side, and they called a foul. Third team foul on the Flyers.
Welcome to you folks also who are watching on pay-per-view tonight. Glad to have you with us here for the broadcast. Here's Owen Jeudy. He'll go around Brian Benn. Stop, pops, and hits. Owen Jeudy, a two-point basket on a bank. And it's 11-0. Fort Recovery off to a super start here.
Yeah, we couldn't ask for a better start here, could we?
On this game this evening, that's for sure. Right side it goes. There's Ronnebaum, and he'll pass back out. Peyton Oddie with it. Goes down. Pops a five-footer. No good. Rebound comes to Marion Local. They're getting some good rebounds, but the ball's stolen away by Owen Jeudy. Regan Martin has it now across the timeline. Regan will pass into Brian Benn. Brian goes to the hole. No, he passes to Cale Rammel. He's open from three. Cannot get it to go down. Rebound Marion Locals. Dane Guttemuller. Guttemuller's grown a lot of inches over in the last...
I think, 5 inches this year, Coach?
Yeah, I think something like that.
Stuff on the wardrobe right there.
I can remember when... he was just a little kid helping with the helping in the baseball press box over at the sectional. And now here he is, a senior.
Crazy how it flies.
Foul is called on Fort Recovery. Is that on Owen? Let's see here.
Yep, foul on Owen. One on Owen, one on Cale so far. Only two team fouls so far in this first quarter.
Outside is Alex Eink. Oh, beautiful pass, and a foul is called on Cale Rammel. That's two on Cale.
Yes, sir. He had a lot of blocks against Botkins last Saturday night. Man, he played a great defensive game.
Alex Eink had a great pass there to Peyton Oddie inside, and Peyton didn't hit the shot because Cale Rammel was on him on defense, but Cale got called for a foul. It's up and good. One more free throw coming. That is the first point of the game for the Marion Local Flyers here. This one's no good. Rebound Gavin Toby. Out to Derek Jeudy. Pass down to Owen Jeudy. And it goes out of bounds off Owen's hands. It'll be given to Marion Local. Turnover on the Indians.
Turnover number three on the evening here for the Indians early in the game.
1:21 left to go in the first quarter. Don't forget, if you need handicap medical equipment, see the Handicap Medical Equipment Center here in Fort Recovery in the Industrial Park, owned and operated by Calp Pharmacy. It's up and good on the layup for Alex Eink of Marion Local, and that makes it 11-3 now. Derek Jeudy with the ball. He'll go to the hole. It's stolen away by Alex Eink. Down he comes all the way to the hole. It's up and good. What a play by Alex Eink. What a swipe, and then he went all the way against tough defense for the layup.
Yeah, it was a nice play by Alex Eink there. Get the steal and go coast to coast.
Gavin Toby passes over here to Dylan Evers, who's in the game now. Back out to Toby. Left side to Regan Martin. Martin dribbling the ball, passing the right side to Owen Jeudy. Derek Jeudy with the basketball. Dylan Evers now with it, down to 25 seconds. Indians trying to take the last shot here as they work the clock down. On the Calp Pharmacy scoreboard, it's 11-5. Indians on top by 6.
I think Derek could have just stood there and they'd have took the climb off, but now he's got it in motion.
Left side, Jeudy, three-point shot. Oh, doesn't go. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Down very quickly. It's blocked out of bounds by Owen Jeudy. Nice block by Owen as he stuffed the Flyers' Peyton Oddie. Boy, they had a chance to get that basket.
Boy, that would have been something else. They got 1 second now on the clock to try to get a play and go. We'll get a shot off here.
Here we go with the inbounds pass. It's tipped up and no good. That's the way you do it. But Alex Eich could not get it to go down. So the Flyers fighting back a little bit here. They were down 11 to nothing at one time. It's now 11 to 5. They've scored five in a row thanks to Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget they're open in the evenings, extra hours Monday through Thursday night here in Fort Recovery until 7, until 6 on Friday night. Cal Pharmacy, your friendly Health Mart pharmacist. We'll be back in a moment with the second quarter of play here on PG-14, J Country 101, right after this.
The annual open house of Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 27th through the 30th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
I will remind any of you Patriot fans that might be listening in tonight, if you tuned in for the girls' basketball game, that's being heard on our other side at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. Jay County girls playing in the conference tournament at Bluffton tonight. 105.3 FM and 1440 AM.
Is the whole tournament held at Bluffton, or are they just playing in Bluffton school?
No, there's two semifinal sites tonight, and then there'll be another site tomorrow. They play the championship games at the South Adams Stardom.
Gotcha.
It's a nice place to play.
Yeah, it is.
Marion Local has the ball to start the second quarter of play. K&L Tractor Sales and Service is our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kalp. Welcome to the broadcast tonight. Fort Recovery and Marion Local. On the left, Alex Eich firing a three, and he drills it. Alex Eich has 7 points now, and it's 11-8. Derek Judy to Owen Judy. Derek Judy on the right side. He'll pass down low to K.O. Rammel. Rammel pops the shot, can't get a good shot off, and Marion Local has the ball, and they're right back in the thick of this game.
Absolutely. You knew they would be, and there's a nice shot.
Brady Ronnebaum hits a basket. That makes it now 11-10. And there's a steal by Marion Local. It's up and in, and all of a sudden, Marion Local has the lead as Hillsman stole the ball and lays it in, Charlie Hillsman. And it's 12-11, Marion Local on top. And Coach Jim Melton calls timeout to regroup. Here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard, 12-11, Marion Local on top. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Portside Fieldhouse, MAC Conference game tonight, Fort Recovery and Marion Local battling away, and it was 11 to nothing, and guess what? 12 points in a row by Marion Local, and they take the lead.
It's a quick turnaround, wasn't it, Rob? That was, it took them about a minute and a half, and they had 12 points in the lead.
Regan Martin over to K.O. Rammel. Rammel, boy, come on there. A little bit of...
Getting a little physical in there.
A little physical, and the referees are letting it go, which we're going to do it on both sides. That's fine. Derek Judy with the basketball. Fort Recovery with the ball. K.O. Rammel to Regan Martin on the right. Now top to Brian Benn. He'll pass off to Owen Judy. And K.O. Rammel had a pass to him and stolen by Ronnebaum, and he puts it up and in. I'm sorry, Charlie Hilsman. Charlie Hilsman puts it up and in. And that makes the score now 14-11.
Indians got to settle down here a little bit. Look at Benny down there pushing with this big guy in the end.
And it goes into Brian Benn. He'll go to the hole. He has it stripped away and stolen by Hilsman. Now it's loose again. Brian Benn got it. Now it's back to Marion Local. Alex Eink pops the shot and missed it. Rebound, Cale Rammel. Boy, this game is a physical.
This is kind of out of control right now.
It's a physical game right now. Regan Martin goes over to Derek Judy. Derek dribbling the basketball. Brings it back out top. We'll reset the offense here.
This is not a typical zone defense that the Marion Local Flyers normally run. They're in a strict man-to-man, and they are playing it tight.
Inside to Brian Benn, up and no good, and
there
he's fouled.
Foul.
Going to call the foul on Ben Kanapke. Ben's a nice-sized kid at 6'5". Doesn't have a huge amount of weight on him, but he's a nice-looking young man, and he commits the foul. Brian Benn goes to the line.
He's huffing and puffing pretty good down there, trying to push that 300 pounds around.
See if he can break this streak of 14 straight points, and he does.
Didn't he?
Brian Benn hits the free throw to break a 14 straight run of points by Marion Local. Now it's 14-12, Indians down by two. Eyes the basket, lets it fly. It's no good this time. Rebound comes down to Hilsman. Charlie Hilsman will pass out to Alex Eink. Eink across the timeline for Marion Local. The Flyers of Marion Local. Hey, I'm so old, I remember the days of the old gym over there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you probably went
Absolutely.
To a few games there. Packed the place up.
Had the stage on the one side.
Back outside it goes to Charlie Hilsman on the left now. That was Peyton Oddie. To Eink, back outside again. He'll run the right side with it. Is Brady Ronnebaum. Now to Eink, and he'll drive in. And he is going to be... What are they going to call? They're going to call on Fort Recovery.
Called it on Owen. Where was he at in the play?
That's going to be two fouls on Owen Judy.
Well, I thought Benny was in perfect position there on that one, and I don't know where Owen was at on that play to get called for the foul.
No, but he did. Here's Marion Local with the ball back in play. Ronnebaum back outside it goes. There's Alex Eink with it. He'll pass to Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum at the free throw line. Spin stops. Oh, beautiful move up and in. Ronnebaum hits it. Brady Ronnebaum makes it now 16-12. Indians trailing by 4 points. Owen Judy back on the outside. Here's Regan Martin. Martin looking for a teammate. Goes to the corner. Comes back out. Dylan Evers with the ball. Back on the left to Owen Judy. Underneath, there's Derek Judy. He'll feed off to Dylan Evers, to Toby, to Evers on a three. Oh, it doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Regan Martin.
Get in there, Regan. Had a
he
baby.
Scores, and he'll be at the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Regan Martin getting his first points of the night. 16-14 now, a two-point lead for Marion Local. Fort Recovery started out 11-0. Marion Local then scored the next 14 points in a row. Here we are at 16-14 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. 3:52 to go in the quarter. Regan Martin at the free throw line. And it's up and no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Ronnebaum. Brady Ronnebaum will feed off to Charlie Hilsman. Hilsman across the timeline. Back to Ronnebaum.
Good to see Regan getting that scoring column. He's been on a drought here lately, and I'd like to see him get on a little mini roll.
Now we all know he is capable of running them in, that's for sure. Here's Derek Judy tipping it out of bounds. Hey, check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI. Built tough with poultry growers in mind and available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Tossing it in here will be Charlie Hilsman for Marion Local. Comes in to Brady Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum across the timeline. Left side it goes. There's Alex Eink with it. He'll pass to Ronnebaum. Brady Ronnebaum dribbling, comes in, now dumps it off to Charlie Hilsman. Hilsman will pass it off to Dane Guttemiller. A three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes to Cale Rammel. Fort Recovery with the ball. Down to Gavin Toby in the middle. Passing on the right to Regan Martin to Brian Benn. Benn goes inside. Feeds to Cale Rammel. No, that's Derek Judy on a corner shot. No good. And we got a jump ball call. Regan Martin and Brady Ronnebaum battling for the ball there, and they call a jump ball.
It was a battle, too. I tell you what, they're rolling on the floor.
Don't forget, they have great New Holland tractors and Kloss Farm Equipment at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Your second quarter scoreboard sponsor coming to you tonight from the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery, Ohio. Derek Judy will lob it in to Brian Benn. Back to Judy. Goes baseline. They're going to say a foul on Marion Local. Going to call that one on Alex Konapke, who's in the ball game.
We got Owen and Kale with two fouls in there, and they got to be careful here. We don't want to pick that third foul up here before halftime.
Pass comes in to Cale Rammel in the lane. He'll pass on the right side to Derek Judy. Drives the baseline, puts it up, and good.
Nice drive, Derek Judy.
Derek Judy cans one. Nice drive there. That's his first basket of the game. Marion Loca with the ball. Charlie Hilsman lost it. Trying to get it back. He did. Feeds out to Konapke. There is Alex Eink. Right side to Alex Konapke. Now with the balls, Eink. Here's Hilsman. No good on the three. Rebound comes to Cale Rammel.
Rebound number five for Cale Rammel so far in this ballgame.
Owen Judy, a fall away, won't go. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Charlie Hilsman with the basketball. You know, if you need service for your farm equipment or lawn and garden equipment, depend on your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Hilsman with the basketball. He'll feed Alex Eink. Back on the left, there's Guttemiller short on a three-point shot. Rebounds battled for, picked up by Gavin Toby. Derek Judy right side to Cale Rammel. Drives baseline, feeds to Owen Judy in the corner.
Boom.
Bango! He got it. Owen Judy drills one from the corner to make it 19-16.
Big
Fort
shot
Recovery with the lead back.
Jimmy made points so far in this ballgame.
Absolutely. 19-16 now the score. Marion Local with the ball. Alex Eink on the left side. We've held Eink pretty well at bay here so far. He does have 7 points.
We got him all in about 30 seconds, too.
Yeah, I think that was mostly in the first quarter, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Eink on the right side. There's a shot from the baseline. It's good. 2-point basket for Ben Konapke, and that will make it 19-18, a 1-point lead for Fort Recovery. Nice shot by Konapke.
It'll be interesting here, see if he's going to hold it for one shot with 40 seconds left. I think he is.
Looks like the Indians are going to be content to hold for one shot here. You don't want to make a mistake, though.
No.
Started that with 40 seconds. That's quite a bit of time. Down to 23. Owen Judy over on the right angle, back on the left side to Derek Judy. Derek will drive in and lays it up and missed the shot. A battle on the floor. Here's Owen Judy, missed the shot. Marion Local blocks it out of bounds. Nice block there by Charlie Hilsman. 19-18 to score. 8.1 seconds to go here in the first half of play. And Fort Recovery will have the ball.
I think Derek found himself so wide open after he busted through that line that he couldn't believe he was that open. He missed that layup.
Derek Judy into Gavin Toby, back outside to Cale Rammel. Rammel looks for a teammate. Feeds to Owen Judy. Fires the shot. Does not go. That's the end of the first half of play. 19-18. The Fort Recovery Indians with a 1-point lead. What was the score at the end of the first quarter?
It's actually 14 to, no, it was 11 to 5. We were ahead 11 to 5 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, 11 to 5. And now it's only a 1-point lead at 19 to 18. And Marion Local actually had the lead at times there in that second quarter.
Sure did.
Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? See Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. 19-18, Indians on top by one. Another low-scoring game here.
Didn't start out like that. We had 11 points, and I thought we were going to get on a roll, and it just kind of hit the brakes, and they came back, and now we got ourselves a barn burner.
Yeah, we probably had 11 points in the first 4 minutes. So since then, only 8 the rest of the way in a quarter and a half.
I think you made the comment that we were 3 minutes and 40-some seconds to go, and they hadn't scored yet first quarter.
Yeah, you are right. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming your way right after we pause for this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow.
Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen.
Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have 6 sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh, my. That is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for hazards.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Hi, my name is Connor Ramel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. A real battle here. Some fierce play going on, and Fort Recovery is leading by 1-19-18 over the Marion Local Flyers in a big conference game here. Marion Local is 2-1 in the conference. The Indians are 3-0, so this is a huge game for both clubs, really. If Marion Local wants to have any hope of winning the conference, they've got to win tonight. And Fort Recovery, they want to win the conference, and they want to keep their record unblemished.
Absolutely, Rob. And the way they started, I thought it was going to be a pretty easy go of it, but we had to hit the brakes, and they came back, and like you said, they took the lead, and we battled back, and now we have a 1-point lead that we're clinging to here at halftime. And the boys are being led tonight by Owen Judy, who's got 8 points. Came out, hit a couple big threes, hit that one tough one down here in the corner in front of us, Rob, and that was a well-defended play, and made a nice shot on that, nailed that baby to put us back on top. Rebounding-wise, Cale Rammel leading us with 5 rebounds, and like you said, we started out in that 11-0 run,
and things look good. But we turned the ball over a few times. We've got 6 turnovers so far in this ball game, and for the Flyers, they've been pretty good with it. They've only turned the ball over a couple of times. For the Flyers, they're led by a couple of guys. Alex Hanks got him for 6. Brady Rottenbaum's got 4, and Charlie Hilsman's got 4. The other guys chipped in with 2, and a couple of them have 1 apiece. Rebounding-wise, the Indians have a ledge, or a little bit of an edge on them. It's very tight on the rebounding end, but it's been a very physical game, Rob, and I don't think the second half's going to disappoint us.
Extremely physical, that's for sure. Really scrapping and clawing away at each other.
Yeah, not many free throws. There's been some fouls called. I mean, the Indians are 2 for 4 so far tonight on the free throws, and for Marion, they're only 1 for 2. So not many guys going to the line, and that may change here in the second half. We do have Owen and Kale, each with 2 fouls. We need to keep those guys a little bit on a leash. We don't need them to get in foul trouble, so we got to have them 2 young guys out there on that floor for sure.
6-5 record for the Indians coming in. Again, 3-0 in the conference. Marion Local 7-5, 2-1 in the conference. JV team for Marion Local, a really nice team. They improved their record to 11-2 on the year tonight. They knocked off the Indians 50-45. Fort Recovery fell pretty far behind and made a run at them at the end. But
yeah, we got down to what, 4? Or no, 3. We had a chance to tie.
Yeah, it was down to 3.
We had the ball, and we turned the ball over a couple of times, and things got a little bit out of sorts there. They was running all over the court and pressing on both ends and just got a little hectic, and we got a little sloppy, turned the ball over, and they made a couple free throws, and that was your ball game.
Caleb Evers led the reserve team with 15 points. He had 1-3. He had 3 two-point goals, and then he had 4 out of 4. Let me correct myself. He had 4 two-point goals. So he had a 1 3-point goal, 4 two-point goals, 4 out of 4 at the free throw line for his 15 points. Next came Alex Deuce. Alex Deuce had 2 threes and a 2 for his 8 points. Wyatt Grover had 7 points on 2 threes and 1 out of 2 at the line. 4 points for Riggs Toby on a 2-point goal and 2 out of 2 at the line. 3 points for Reese Guggenbiller on a 3-point shot. And 2 points for Ross Pearson on a 2-point goal. Again, the final score of the reserve game, it was 50-45. Marion Local winning over the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll return with the second half of play here at the Portside Fieldhouse in just a moment. I'm Rob Weaver, again, along with Dave Kalp, Lindsey Green, our studio producer at the radio station, and Owen Mormon here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Stay tuned. Second half coming up.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kalp Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, both teams getting their final instructions from their 2 coaches, Kurt Guttemuller of Marion Local and Jim Melton of Fort Recovery. And Kurt Guttermuller's wife, Amy, has worked for Kalp Pharmacy for many, many, many years.
Yeah, I was just looking for her, and I think she's sitting down here to our left, but I can't tell for sure if that's her behind that mask or not.
I think she's executive vice president now of Kalp's, isn't she?
I couldn't tell you. I really don't know, but she's been here long enough. She probably has. Probably her and Sue. Sue Benn, I think, is one of the first pharmacists or first workers they ever had, I think. Sue Homan. So we call her Sue Benn. That's who I graduated with. But she's married to Larry Homan, and she's been there for a long time. She's probably been there. Holy cow. She probably, I bet she's pushing 30 years.
Could be. Yeah. Yeah, but they've been there for 40 years, so maybe more than that. Here we go with Marion Local with the ball to start the second half of play. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms. Fort Recovery's in a zone defense here. Out front with it is Charlie Hillsman. He'll give over to Brady Ronnebaum. There's Alex Eink. Eink dribbles to the right, passes back outside to Charlie, and he'll fire and miss. Rebound comes down to Ben Kanapke. On the left side, there's a three-point shot. It's up and no good by Alex Eink, but the rebound is back up and good by Charlie Hillsman. It's his sixth point of the evening, I believe.
Two lucky rebounds for him. Came right to their hands.
Brian Benn has it back up and in. Brian Benn gets a rebound and puts it in. And that is point number three for him.
Yep, Benny's got three now in the game. Coach not happy with the last box out performance down here on the defensive end. And he's letting them know it. That one was a long rebound. Classic, you know, long three-point shot, long rebound. We had position underneath, but it came out too long.
Left side, Alex Eink with the basketball. Wears number three on his uniform. Back out top it goes to Ben Kanapke. On the right to Brady Ronnebaum. Drives in. Now feeds over on the left to Hillsman. Back to Alex Eink. He'll go to the hole and puts it up and in.
10 points now for Mr. Eink.
Yeah, he is their gun. And he's headed for 20 points or so, I would guess.
Yeah, what Coach say? He signed, going to play a capital, right?
Yes.
There we go. Nice job, Gavin.
Gavin Toby gets a layup for the Fort Recovery Indians. That makes the score 23-22. Indians on top by one still. And here's Charlie Hillsman with the ball, dribbling to the right. He'll pass over here to Peyton Oddie. Alex Eink with it. Eink will dump it over to Ben Kanapke. Right side it goes to Brady Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum passing outside. And there is a double dribble called on Peyton Oddie.
Derek got his hand in there and kind of screwed him up a little bit dribbling. And I think that caused the majority of the problems.
Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. There's a foul call on Oddie as he fouled Owen Judy. So it'll be out of bounds. Derek Judy's going to toss it in here for the Indians. Inbounds pass goes to Brian Benn. Brian back over to Derek Judy. Judy getting his instructions from Coach Jim Melton. Judy goes left, goes right, feeds off over here to K.O. Rammel. Rammel, jumper. Oh, my goodness. That is uncharacteristic of K.O. Rammel.
I think that guy got a hand on him, and he's looking around like, why didn't you call a foul? But
ball was an air ball.
Yeah, ball was an air ball.
So it goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Marion Local. You would think if it was tipped that they would have given it to Fort Recovery.
Yeah, I don't think he touched it. I think he just kind of brushed on his hand, and it was a good call.
Marion Local with the ball, Fort Recovery full court press. Alex Eink with it. He'll pass over here on the left to Charlie Hillsman down in the corner. With the ball there for the Flyers, Alex Kanapke. We got a jump ball call. Goes to Fort Recovery.
Good hustle by the Indians on that press down there. They got him trapped in the corner and
He brought the ball down, and they did exactly what they're supposed to do and pounced on it.
Coach Gottemoller's got a state championship to his credit. I believe I'm correct on that.
You are absolutely correct on that.
Derek Judy with the basketball. On the left of Regan Martin. Martin will go to the hole, and he can't get the shot to go down. Rebound comes down to Brady Ronnebaum. There's Charlie Hillsman. We're going to get the tournament in again this year. We're going to get it in.
Oh, yeah.
It may
no
not be with a lot of fans, but we're going to get it in.
We're going to have tournament.
Alex Eink with the ball. Goes right, goes left. Spins, and there's a foul called on Alex Eink as he fouled Owen Judy. Now, Judy might be called for a travel there for a moment.
Well, it's kind of messed up, wasn't it? Didn't know what he was going to call.
Derek Judy will bring the ball up across the timeline. 4.5 minutes to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. Left side to Kale Rammel. Rammel goes to the lane, wants to pass it back out, goes to Derek Judy.
Of course, some solid defense on both sides of the court tonight.
Derek, top of the key. On the right side it goes to Owen Judy. Judy passing over to Kale Rammel. Rammel back to Owen Judy. Judy will dribble to the right. Gets back out to Dylan Evers. Evers has the ball knocked away. He got it back. Now it's up for grabs. Marion Local comes down with it. Alex Eink with it in the lane. He's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. And Alex Eink will go to the free throw line with two shots.
We'll call it on Owen. It's going to be three on Owen.
If you'd like to market your corn to Cooper Farms, give them a call. Their phone number is 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. They'd love to buy your corn at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery. Got to feed all those chicks and turkeys.
Takes a lot of corn.
Free throws missed by Alex Eink. The score remains 23-22 on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Fort Recovery up by 1 point. It was at halftime 19-18. Fort Recovery up by 1 point at halftime. Eink can tie the game here. It's up and good. That makes a score 23-23, and Fort Recovery will have the ball. Eink will take a rest. Coming in for the Flyers, Tate Hess. I think I saw him playing some junior varsity tonight. Here's Derek Judy on the left. Owen Judy, three-pointer. Yes, indeed. Owen Judy cans a three from the left corner. That gives him 11 on the night.
Deep shot in that corner right there. And coach is not happy with them. They've been guarding Owen pretty close, and he snuck away from them on that one and got an open look.
Coach Gettemoller calling time, so we'll be back right after we pause for this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
. 2021 is finally here. Many people have had a rough time in 2020, and we at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your families and community have a blessed and prosperous new year. Please be supportive of the less fortunate and try to make 2021 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161.
Rob Weaver and Dave Kalp back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 3:17 remaining in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard, and we have a three-point Indian lead, 26-23, thanks to a three-pointer by Owen Judy from the corner.
Indian's going to set back in that. They kind of set it up like a zone, but then they match up real quick.
Marion Local with the basketball. Here's a drive to the hole by Alex Ike, and he scores. Nice layup by Alex.
13 points now for the Mr. Ike from Maria Stein.
26-25. Derek Judy with the ball. Right side it goes to Gavin Toby. Brian Benn on the left to Owen Judy. Judy lobs it into Cale Rammel, wants to take the shot, dribbles, turns, fires off the glass, no good. And a foul's going to be, no foul called, and Cale Rammel got it back. That should have been a foul on Brian Benn. Here's Cale Rammel, no good on the three. Rebound comes to Marion Local. So no harm done there for Marion Local. Here's a three-point shot by
way out there.
Brady Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum connects to give him 7 points on the night. I was just thinking that we were talking about Al Souter passing away, and the Indians, of course, won in 71 when he was coached. Was that, were they playing in this gym by then, or they were in the old gym?
Nope, this one opened, I think, in 1975, I think, was the first year that the players played in this gym.
Okay.
Played in the old one, yep.
Inside is up and no good by Cale Rammel.
Most of those games was actually played over at the Fieldhouse of Slina, was what I was told.
Oh, really?
To get a bigger crowd, yep.
So this is kind of the gym that those teams built, so to speak.
For the most part, that's exactly right.
Here's Owen Judy as Marion Local missed a shot. Judy misses a corner shot from the right side that time. And Marion Local gets the rebound. 28-26. Marion Local has a two-point lead now here on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard with 1:18 to go in the quarter. Ben Kanapke back out top with the ball, looking for a teammate. Dribbles. He'll hand off. There is Charlie Hillsman on the left that goes. Corner shot is no good. Rebound Gavin Toby as Tate Hess missed that shot. And Port Recovery with the ball. Down to 55 seconds. Derek Judy to Cale Rammel. Cale to Owen Judy. Owen looking for a teammate goes to Derek Judy. Indians might be running the clock down here again.
I don't get it. With a minute to go here, and I mean, I know we got a couple guys in some foul trouble here, but that's going to be our over the back turnover.
Give credit to Alex Ike, who caused that as he tipped the ball, and then it went off of Owen Judy and out of bounds. And so Marion Local has the ball back here with 32 seconds to go. Now they might go for the last shot.
I certainly believe that. Coach got Owen out of the game there. Got Dylan in the ball game for us.
Wants to protect Owen from getting any more fouls. Here's Alex Ike tossing it in for the Flyers. Comes into Charlie Hillsman across the timeline. Indians are going to trap. They're not going to let him calmly run the clock down. Charlie Hillsman on the left, almost stolen. Ben Kanapke with it. Outside it goes. Brady Ronnebaum with it, double teamed. He almost lost the ball. And now he calls timeout to save possession.
Great defense by the Indians. Man, they were all over that court there.
Timeout, Marion Local. We'll just keep it right here as we're in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. Hey, don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. And a reminder that if you want to check out all the job opportunities from Cooper Farms, go to cooperfarms.com/join our team. Corporate-wide, they have a lot of great opportunities. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team.
Mr. Davey Judy won the 50-50 tonight, huh?
Well, how about that?
In case anybody would like to pester him for a cocktail or something.
How much was it? Did you hear?
I did not.
28-26. 2-point Marion Local lead. Marion Local with the ball with 12.5 seconds to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Charlie Hilsman will toss it in. Goes to Alex Ike. Down to 11 seconds.
This young man's not going to give the ball up. I got a feeling. No, he did.
Over to Ben Kanapke. There's a three-pointer by Brady Ronnebaum. Missed it. Rebound Dylan Evers, and time runs out. Coach Melton had Regan Martin in there guarding Alex Ike. 28-26 after three. The Flyers get the lead here. They've had it a couple of times tonight, and they lead by two right now, 28-26. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter from the Forsyth Fieldhouse right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency, and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinze planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Once again, Rob Weaver, Dave Kalp here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. We're in the fourth quarter now, just starting the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery and Marion Local in a big MAC conference game here tonight.
It's our turn to win a quarter here. We haven't won one since the first quarter. And we scored 11 points in the first 4 minutes and 15 in the last 20 minutes of the ball game.
Lady Indians also had trouble scoring last night, losing 42-32 to the Marion Local Flyers. Let's hope that's not the similar score tonight.
No, sir.
Right side it goes to Brady Ronnebaum. Back out to Ben Kanapke. On the left to Alex Ike. Regan Martin guarding Ike. Over on the right, there's Charlie Hilsman with it. He'll pass to Ben Kanapke. Brady Ronnebaum with the ball now. And back outside to Oddie. That's Peyton Oddie with the ball. Now here's Ben Kanapke with it again. Back on the left to Charlie Hilsman. Charlie guarded by Dylan Evers. Hilsman will drive and now pass in the corner to Brady Ronnebaum, who missed the shot a ton, but Marion Local got the rebound. Flyers with the basketball. Brady Ronnebaum with it, and he's fouled by Derek Tudor. That was not really a very smart foul, Mr. Derek.
No, he didn't need to do that out there that far away from the bucket. I think that was a frustration foul right there, Rob.
Which I can understand. Alex Ike will toss it in, being guarded at the sideline by Regan Martin. Here it is to Peyton Oddie. Now to Charlie Hilsman on the left. Hilsman dribbling the basketball. He'll come back out top. Goes over to Brady Ronnebaum. Back to Hilsman. Hilsman top of the key. Goes down the lane. Spins. Fires a shot in. Charlie Hilsman gets the basket to make it 30-26. Flyers by four. Here in the fourth quarter of play, 6:37 to go in the game. Gavin Toby, right side, back out to Regan Martin. Inside to Brian Benn. He'll put it up and miss it. And a foul's going to be called on Ben Kanapke. He thought he had a clean block.
Yeah, I think he did, too.
I don't like the way this game is going here.
No, it's not tracking in the right direction.
The Mo is not with us right now.
No, it is not.
Being the Fort Recovery Indians. Sorry if you're listening out there and you're cheering for the Marion Local Flyers. I understand. Brian Benn at the free throw line. Two nice teams going at it here. Benn puts it up and missed it. He will have one more. He is one out of three at the line tonight. Owen Judy comes back in the game, and Dylan Evers goes out. Mr. Brian will have another one. Brian Benn, 6'6", and a big dude indeed, and he there hits that go. One. So that gives him a total of...
I got him for four
here. Yeah, I've got him for four. Charlie Hillsman back outside to Alex Eich. He'll pass on the left. There's Adi. Back out to Eich. Now here's a handoff to Hillsman, firing and hitting. Hillsman hits another shot. He's got 8 on the night. Do you have him for 10?
Nope, 8.
And timeout. No, what happened? Ball went out of bounds. They're going to give it to Marion Local. Last turnover touch by Fort Indians. Recovery. Turnover on the Indians.
The scoreboard's got him for 10, but I got him for 8.
That's all I had him for, too. I won't swear that I'm always right, but...
Very well could be wrong in this paper, too.
Here comes Marion Local putting the ball in play. Comes in to Brady Ronnebaum. Now to Charlie Hillsman. Marion Local with a 5-point lead right now and playing very confidently. All the way down, and the ball is out of bounds. Who's going to get it? They say it went off of Owen Judy. Now, Cale Rammel has only had 3 points tonight. That's it.
Yeah, he was held to that 1-3 he made.
He hasn't had a lot of shots. Here comes the inbounds pass to Charlie Hillsman for Marion Local. To Alex Eich, to Brady Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum goes to Peyton Adi. Adi now on the left over here to Dane Guttemuller, who's in the game now. Again, he's the son of the head coach. Right side to Adi. He'll go to Alex Eich now on the left to Guttemuller. Back out top, there's Ronnebaum now on the right side to Hillsman. Hillsman will come down, come back out. Goes all the way out to the center circle, hands off to Ronnebaum. Now goes to Adi. Adi tries to drive on Owen Judy. Back outside it goes to Brady Ronnebaum.
Boy, some great defense here by the Indians, and I hope they get rewarded here and get the rebound and get a turnover or something here.
Peyton Adi with the ball. He'll drive to the hole, got around Owen Judy, and he scores. And Owen couldn't do much there, didn't want to pick up another foul. That makes the score 34-27. That's their biggest lead of the game. It's 7 points for Marion Local. Not looking good for the Indians here.
The Indians got to get something going here, and they got to get it going in a hurry. Get back in this ball game. Creeping away from them.
Eric Judy on the left to Owen Judy. Owen dribbling baseline, pops the shot, and cannot get it to go in, and he's going to be fouled, and he'll be at the free throw line with 2 shots. These will be his first free throws of the night. He's a pretty good free thrower. This could bring us back to within 5 points here if Owen Judy can the free throws.
There's a foul on Alex Eich.
Number 3 on Alex. 4:31 to go in this game, and the free throw is good by Owen Judy. He was tutored well by his big brother, Peyton Judy.
Sure was. He probably. There you go.
Another sweet shot. 2 sweet-looking free throws. 34-29, lead is 5. Fort Recovery continues to press the Flyers here, trying to get back in the game. Down it goes to Guttemuller. He finds Adi underneath, and he puts it up and in. Peyton Adi on the layup. And here's a foul call on Marion Local.
I think it's going to be called on Charlie Hillsman.
And let's see. It's out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Regan Martin will leave. I think Brian Benn came back in, maybe. We've got Cale Rammel, Brian Benn, Gavin Toby, Derek Judy, and Owen Judy in the lineup at the moment. Indians put the ball back in play. Here's Cale Rammel on the left. Owen Judy, he'll pop the shot. Yes! Owen Judy, another one! He was guarded all over the place and still hit the shot.
Well, he got rid of that in a hurry, didn't he?
That's and there's a foul called on Gavin Toby as he fouled Brady Ronnebaum.
That's okay. It's being aggressive. We only have 3 team fouls. We've got to be aggressive because if we got to put them on the line here at the end, we don't want to play chase around here and try to get 2 fouls to get them to shoot.
Owen Judy brings us back to within 4 points with that 3 a moment ago. 36-32. Fort Recovery down by 4. And here's a ball stolen by Derek Judy. Comes down, lays it up, and got it!
Holy cow.
Reverse layup is up and in by Derek Judy. Down comes Marion Local. They throw it away. Marion Local had Ben Kanapke underneath the basket open, but he couldn't get to the pass. And all of a sudden, this baby is a two-point game at 36-34, and Fort Recovery has the ball.
As hard as Lee's working on defense, I'm glad they're getting back at this.
3:46 remaining in the game. Derek Judy across the timeline. Goes to the top of the key, hands off to K.O. Rammel. Rammel to Owen Judy. And it's on the deck. Marion Local with the steal, and down they come. And it's blocked down there by Judy, I think.
Yeah,
and
Judy blocked it. Now they got the rebound. So
Marion Local has the basketball.
Out the front rebound, the Ronnebaum.
Brady Ronnebaum with the ball. He'll dribble, goes to his left. 3:13 remaining in this game. It's a two-point game. Marion Local with the lead, and they have the ball. Charlie Hillsman goes to the right, hands off to Alex Eich, and there's a foul called on Derek Judy, fouling Alex Eich. Out of bounds. That's only the fourth team foul. Here comes Regan Martin back in, and going out is Brian Benn. Charlie Hillsman will toss the ball in. He wears number 14 on that uniform. Is it at that Marion Local blue and gold? Here comes the inbounds pass. Wide open was Alex Eich, and he scored on the inbounds play as they burned the Indians there.
Great inbounds play right there by the Coach Guttermiller, and easy 2 points for the Marion Flyers.
38-34, Marion Local by four now. Fort Recovery with the ball. Down to 2:47 left to go in the game, and timeouts to be called by Coach Jim Melton. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment. The Indians trail by four, 38-34, with 2:46 to go in the game.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And that's where we're at, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 38-34, four-point lead for Marion Local. Fort Recovery Indians have the ball. Huge conference game here tonight. Gavin Toby with the basketball. Across the timeline, he'll pass to K.O. Rammel. Rammel now to Derek Judy. And Judy ran into Marion Local's Alex Eich, and Eich is going to be called for the foul.
I think that's his fourth.
It is. So they're going to take him out, and Alex says, don't take me out. Leave me in, coach. But Alex goes out of the game. Don't take me out,
yeah,
coach.
Yeah, he's not happy about getting taken out. Probably a smart thing to do. You never know. Could go into overtime. You need that young man.
And Gavin Toby almost went across the timeline there, but managed to get a hold of the ball and toss it back.
That's an athletic play by him.
Derek Judy will go to the hole, and he scores! Derek Judy on a floater from the left side, giving him 6 points on the night, and the lead is 2 points. Fort Recovery pressing full court. Charlie Hillsman with the ball for the Flyers across the timeline. Timeout! Coach Guttermiller.
Come on, White. Hang in there.
Coach Guttermiller calls timeout for the Marion Local Flyers with 2:11 to go. We'll just keep it right here. Are you
Alex.
Going,
oh,
are you going
going
tomorrow night, by the way?
I don't know what we got going on tomorrow night. Probably, yeah.
Well, you're welcome to join the crowd if you want to.
I probably will.
If something else comes up, well, I'll understand. We are at Wapakoneta tomorrow night.
They're going to be the tough, too.
Are they?
Yeah.
And we'll have that game for you about 7:30 tomorrow evening.
I think WBL is pretty good.
They got some pretty good teams this year.
Yeah, they sound like it. That'll be at 100.9 tomorrow night. And we also have the Fort Recovery girls game during the day tomorrow. That's going to be on all of our stations at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Fort Recovery and Crestview.
The only thing I can hinder, maybe if the Packers, I'm a Packer fan, so they play tomorrow afternoon. If that's a tight ball game, I may not end up over at Wapak.
Well,
you know that?
We'll understand if you don't, but you're welcome, of course. Alex Eink with the ball. Here's Adi with it outside on the right to Charlie Hillsman. 2 minutes to go in the game. Two. Hillsman with the ball out top of the key, guarded by K.O. Rammel. Gives to Adi. Adi goes down the lane, puts the shot up and scores. Peyton Adi, a big basket there for the Flyers. Makes it a 40-36 game. Here is Derek Judy on the left side to Regan Martin. Back outside to Gavin Toby. Now to K.O. Rammel. It's swiped away by Alex Eink, who's back in the game. And there's a foul called on Derek Judy. Out of bounds, not the 1-on-1 yet. We have 1:31 left in this game. Marion Local leads by 4 at 40-36. Adi doesn't have a lot of points, but that was a big one there.
You betcha it was. I got him for 7 points, though. I don't know if that's right, but
I think you probably are. Flyers put it back in play. Charlie Hillsman with it, guarded by Cale Rammel. Full court pressure here for the Indians. Here's a pass over to Brady Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum back to Charlie Hillsman on the right. Back to Alex Eink in the middle of the court.
He dribbles it. That's double dribble.
That's double dribble there. The official missed it.
That's double dribble, sure as heck.
Yes, it was. I agree with you 100%. Here's Adi with the ball. And there's a foul called on Derek Judy as Alex Eink is fouled on the play. And for Derek, that is number 5.
Four. Yeah, I got him. Yeah, 4 fouls.
Number 4 on Derek Judy. 1:02 left to go.
Derek's got 4.
Gavin Toby's
got 3.
Gavin Toby's the only one, and he's not in there right now. Here's a drive underneath, back outside. Flyers trying to eat some clock here.
Yeah, smart play by Ronnebaum.
There's a foul called on Fort Recovery as Dane Guttemoeller is fouled, the son of the coach.
They'll go to the line.
Guttemoeller, a senior on this squad. Dad told me last night he hopes to go to Ohio State. Dribbles the basketball, lets it fly, and it is no good. Rebound, Brian Venn. Over to Derek Judy. He'll hand off to Owen Judy. Owen now to K.O. Rammel. Rammel is going to be fouled by Guttemoeller. No foul. Timeout Indians. Timeout Indians, no foul. 46 seconds remaining. 40-36, Fort Recovery down by 4. There is still time. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Again, we do remind you, they also operate the Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Did you build that building for them?
I certainly did, yeah. I was actually in there today. I picked up some grab bars for a customer over in St. Henry that's getting some age on him, and he wanted some grab bars put in his house just for some safety, and we'll do that in the morning for him.
That's a very important job. You got to make sure those things are secure. And
yeah, it's.
You have to depend on a professional like yourself.
Well, I tell you what, I don't like to put them in with. I want them to stay when I get them done, that's for sure.
Yep.
We need a quick 46 seconds here. We need to get something going.
Pass comes in. Here we go. Derek Judy with the ball, right side. He'll pass back out to Owen Judy. Fires a three. Oh, it doesn't go. Rebound, Derek Judy back to Owen. He'll go again. Doesn't go again. Rebound, Marion Local. Two misses by Owen Judy, doggone it. Those were his shots, too. And they've got a foul call on Fort Recovery here with 30 seconds to go in the game. And it's going to be Alex Ike going to the free throw line. Well, he hits these two. It's going to make it a little tougher.
It's going to be tough, yeah.
Still will be a six-point lead. 40-36, Alex Ike at the line. Puts it up, and it is no good. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery, Derek Judy. Here is Cale Rammel. Cale stops, pops the shot, does not go. That was his three, and it didn't go. And rebound is called. Rebound comes to Regan Martin. But they're going to call him for the foul. Regan Martin gets called for the foul.
We got exactly what we wanted there. They missed that free throw. And They're only 2 for 6 so far on the line tonight.
At the line goes Charlie Hillsman this time. Lets it fly, and it is no good. He missed it again.
Come on, Indians. Take advantage here. Let's go.
Indians with the ball. Still time. Outside to K.O. Rammel. K.O. will come in the lane. There's a foul. No, a timeout. Timeout. Fort Recovery. 14.5 seconds to go. Going to have a three right here and then hope that they steal the ball or foul again and Marion Local misses again because they have not been good at the line.
Yeah, they're 2 for 7 now and maybe in their head a little bit, but we need to get points here first.
14.5 seconds to go. Fort Recovery trying to stay undefeated in the conference. It's not looking good right now.
No, we're going to have to pull something out here and get this win.
Trailing 40-36. Well, actually, a quick two wouldn't be too bad.
No, I think it's fine. Just get some points and
Derek Judy will toss it in here for the Indians. And now, Marion Local calls time. Coach Guttemuller saw something he wanted to talk to his kids about. 2 hard-fighting teams going on here tonight. Close game, a 4-point game. Fort Recovery jumped out to an 11-0 lead, believe it or not, if you weren't listening in early on. And then Marion Local came back and scored 14 points in a row to take a 14-11 lead.
Been basically outscored 40-25 since then, obviously. And we just, they really stiffened up their defense, and hats off to them on that. And it's been a physical game like we knew it would be. And thing I'm noticing right now, the next team foul, they're going to have 2 shots. So,
no, you're right. We're at 9 fouls right now.
Yep. So they're going to have 2 shots on this next foul. And we definitely need to get points on the board here. And a 3 would be awesome. And then a quick foul and see what happens.
I'm sure the Indians are setting up a play for a quick shot right off the bat here.
Well, you would have to think that could be any of them. You know, any of those guys could actually make a 3 and but you probably think it's going to be either Cale or Owen trying to get a shot off here.
Here we go with the inbounds pass. Derek Judy will pass to Brian Benn. Inside, up and in. And timeout Indians. Brian Benn scores an easy shot inside to cut it to a 2-point game. He gives him
a great inbounds
the
play right there. The coach designed on that. And
Only used up about 3 seconds.
Yeah, he got position, and he was right there at the bucket. So it was a great inbounds play thrown up by Coach Melton.
11.6 seconds now. It's 40-38. Marion Local by 2. Marion Local will have the ball at the far end. And Fort Recovery needs the ball back quick.
I'm sure we're going to do a deny defense and then, you know, make a quick foul. Can't waste a whole lot of time here and trying to steal the ball, so.
Nope, they're hoping for a steal. If they can't get that, then they're going to have to foul quickly.
Indians setting up and deny here. Not putting anybody on the ball.
Charlie Hillsman will toss it in here. Somebody's going to break to the baseline. It's going to be Brady Ronnebaum. He gets the pass, and he's fouled by Regan Martin. So Brady Ronnebaum, who looks very confident to me.
Yep, that's who they wanted to get the ball to, the way it looked like. That's the guy that they wanted to get the ball to.
He has not been to the free throw line tonight. This is his first time. Two free throws here will pretty much seal the deal.
We'll give him one. We'll give him one, and we still have a shot.
One free throw, and it's only a three-point difference. Ronnebaum at the line. Up and good. Brady Ronnebaum, Mr. Cool, hits the first free throw to give him a three-point lead at 41-38.
This is a big one here.
It is a big one. Brady bounces the ball. Lets it fly. It's good again, and that pretty much seals the deal. Port Recovery with the basketball. Here's Derek Jeudy firing a three. Banks it in. No timeouts left, and the time's going to run out. Banked it in to make it a one-point game. How about that?
How about that?
Derek Jeudy hits
smart
a three
play
right at the last 5 seconds, and Port Recovery had no timeouts to stop the clock.
It was a smart play by Marion. There was like four point something or 3 point something on the clock, and they just let the ball roll around and let the time run out. So, interesting ending.
The final score, Marion Local 42, Port Recovery 41, 1 point shy. Hey, stay tuned. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us, whether you're looking for your next...
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow.
Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen.
Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have six sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh, my. That is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for hazards.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery nipped here tonight. Marion Local 42, Fort Recovery 41. Indians had their chances, but just couldn't get the right break at the right time. Let's go over to Dave Kalp for a wrap-up of the scoring. Dave?
Yeah, I tell you what, for the Indians, they get 41 points, and you know, they were led by Owen Jeudy with, I had him for 16 tonight. Derek Jeudy ended up with 9. Benny had 6. Gavin Toby had 5. Cale Rammel, he was the guy that, you know, only had 3 points. He made that three early in the game. He had 3 points, and we couldn't get him back in that scoring column, and Regan Martin ended up with 2. Rebounding-wise, I had us dead even with the Marion Local Flyers. So good game on both sides on the boards for the Indians and the Flyers. For the Flyers, they were led by Alex Eink with 15 points. Brady Rottenbaum ended up with 10. I had Charlie Hillsman with 8. Peyton Noddy with 8. Ben Konecki had 2. And Alex Konecki is going to say he was the star of the game because he had 1 free throw and they won by 1. So I think Alex is going to take the game ball home with him tonight. Turnover-wise, the Indians was a little sloppy here. We had 10 turnovers compared to 5 for the Marion Local Flyers is what I got here. The Indians, You know, we scored 11 in the first quarter. We scored 8 against their 13 in the second quarter. In the third quarter, we got outscored again by 3, 10-7. And then I said we needed to win a quarter. Well, we did win that fourth quarter, except we only won it by 1. They won 15-14. Indians 5-for-8 from the line. Big ones, big free throws there at the end for Ronnebaum. Hit a couple of free throws, and they ended up 4-for-8 for the night. Tough loss here for the Indians at home, and I'm sure Coach is going to be upset that we lost this game. But again, you know, we're still in it. We're 3-1 now in the MAC. We just got to focus, play hard. The Minster team's going to be a tough ball team to beat. They're pretty solid, Rob, we didn't pull up any scores. I don't know who they played tonight, but we'll find out. But as far as the Indians are go, you know, hey, keep your heads up. You played a hard game. You got beat by 1 point. And get ready for tomorrow night, and let's go.
Of course, it's going to be a tough one next week, too, playing at St. Henry.
Oh, always is.
On
always
Friday is. Night. I think we've only won there like once in 20 years.
Once or twice is about it, yeah. Yep. Seems like we've had plenty of chances to win, and we felt like we were going to win and somehow come out of there with a loss. Frustrating, but that's the way it goes.
Hey, don't forget, tomorrow we have 2 broadcasts for you Fort Recovery fans. We'll be following the Lady Indians here at the Fortside Fieldhouse against Crestview. That game will be coming up at 2:30 varsity time tomorrow afternoon. You can hear that on all 3 of our stations and FortRecoveryRadio.com. And also, tomorrow night, we'll be traveling up to Wapakoneta to take on the Redskins in boys basketball. That'll be on the air somewhere around 7:30 tomorrow evening at 100.9 on the FM dial and also FortRecoveryRadio.com. In the B game tonight, the reserve game, junior varsity game, it was Fort Recovery losing to Marion Local 50-45. Marion Local came in 10-2, and the Indian junior varsity team had some chances too, but just couldn't get the right break at the right time either. As, again, Marion Local wins 50-45 to improve their record to 11-2. Fort Recovery is 6-6 at both the varsity and junior varsity levels now. In that JV game, Fort Recovery was led by Caleb Evers, who had 15. He even had a 3-pointer in the game and had 4 2-point baskets and 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. 8 points for Alex Deuce on 2 threes and a 2. 7 points for Wyatt Grover on 2 threes and 1 out of 2 at the line. 6 points for Troy Homan on 3 2-point baskets. 4 points for Riggs Toby on a 2 and 2 out of 2 at the line. 3 points for Reese Guggenbiller on a 3-point goal. And Ross Pearson had 2 points on a 2-point goal. Once again, the final, 42-41. Well, I don't see Coach coming out. They're still having a team meeting. So I guess we're going to just sign off and go home.
Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. But it's up to you, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll take one more commercial break and be back in just a moment, and we'll see how things go. So we'll return right after this.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow.
Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen.
Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have 6 sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh, my. That is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for hazards.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the PACASAC Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the final score 42-41. Marion Local knocks off the Fort Recovery Indians tonight in boys basketball. Again, the Flyers improve their record to 8-5, and Fort Recovery drops to 6-6. Flyers are now 3-1 in the league, and so is Fort Recovery. Well, Coach, still having a meeting in the locker room. The boys have not been released yet, so we're just going to go ahead and sign off. Wish you folks the very best. Thanks so much for listening tonight. We really appreciate it. Thanks to our great sponsors that you heard in the broadcast this evening. Thanks to Dave Kalp for the great job that he does. And thanks to our studio producers, Lindsey Green back at the radio station, and Owen Mormon here at the game site for Fort Recovery.
Tonight's coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.